You're busy, everyone around you is busy, but are you sure that all the things you're oh so busy with actually contribute to the success of your business? Because according to sales guru Tony Gattari of Achievers Group, it's easy to confuse movement with achievement. And if you're not performing the task that will make a difference to business growth, you're holding up progress. Tony Gattari says it comes down to what we're doing with our time. He also says we've been sold a pup by futurists who told us years ago that we'd soon have more time on our hands. Tony introduces that thought with a question for Bob Kersley.
Did you know that 20 years ago there were a number of futurists who actually said that due to technology, we would be working less? Did you know that Xerox in particular focused on building its entire model around the paperless office in the 80s? And they said that bits of paper will diminish inside organisations. And we were told by futurists that if we had technology and we have the iPhone, the BlackBerry, the email, the SMS messaging, we would be working less. So much so that 20 years ago, the greatest area that people felt should invest money into is the leisure industries, because they felt that we would be working less and spending all of our time by the river and the beach just relaxing. Now, I've got to ask you a question, Bob. Are you working less or more now?
I'm not working less.
You're working more.
Probably.
We've been lied to. Because you know why? Because the whole area of time management focuses on efficiency. The key question in time management is not whether you're doing things right. It's whether you're doing the right things. The key to time management is you've got to focus on being effective, not efficient. We are efficiency freaks. You've got to understand the key to success is doing more with less. It's called leverage. So what I wanted to do is I actually wanted to get in the habit of people realizing that do not mistake movement for achievement. People can be busy, busy doing what? And what I want to do now is just unpack something that there's a great book on this by Stephen Covey called First Things First. And he unpacks an amazing diagram where he uses four quadrants of activities. I want to unpack them because I want to make sure that we're clear on where we're doing most of our work and in what quadrants. The first quadrant are those activities which are very important and very urgent. Now, I call this the quadrant of necessity. You know what the quadrant of necessity is in a business? Closing a sale, taking an order, a customer complaint, handling that straight away, ordering stock. Essentially, it's a bit like your body needs food and water to survive. In your business, quadrant one activities are the survival of the business is dependent on this. And sometimes you have to realign your people to say, if we don't do this well, guys, you don't have a job. It needs to be that brutal. That's quadrant one. Those activities which are very important and very urgent. You know what quadrant two is? Those activities which are very important, but they're not urgent. It's called the quadrant of quality. It doesn't act on you. You must act on it. They're things like planning. They're things like training. They're things like strategizing. Because you know what you can always say? We'll do it next year. We'll do it next month. We've got no time to do that. But the essence of business success is focusing in on quality. And that's the quadrant of quality. You know what it is in your life? My life? Everyone else's life? It's discipline. It's like, I know I should be going to the gym. The gym doesn't say you have to go to the gym, Tony. What you do, you have to make a decision. You have to be disciplined. That's called the quadrant of quality. It doesn't act on you. You must act on it. That's inherently why it's called quality. It has greater implications than any other quadrant in terms of the future livelihood and success of that business. Quadrant three is called the quadrant of deception. Deception's not a lie. The word deception has an element of truth. It looks like it's the truth. It's not the truth. It's those activities which are very, very urgent, but they're not important.
Like?
Reading your emails every 5 minutes. You know, becoming an iPhone junkie. actually getting stressed about when everyone comes to you all the time. You fix up all of their problems. You never equip your team to develop because you are the bottleneck in your own organization. Doing stuff like sitting behind a desk and dealing with administration every single day when you should be selling and marketing. Working in it, not on it. And the problem is, if you spend so much time in that quadrant, which many, many people do, you actually move to quadrant four, the quadrant of waste. Those activities which are not urgent and not important. You know what it is? I'm going to spend 3 hours on Facebook. Oh, I'm just going to surf the internet. Or here's even worse, because this used to occur to me. Because remember, although I had a great career in Harvey Norman, in many ways I wasn't prepared for the success from a character perspective. I used to operate in quadrant three a lot because I used to want to save everybody's problems. You know, I had 1,200 staff, 83 proprietors. You know, every time they rang up, I would try to fix the problem because I was the savior of the world. And guess what I used to do on the weekends, on Saturday? Nothing. Because you know what? I was so exhausted at the end of the week that I would just blog out and watch the TV for 6 hours because I moved into a quadrant of waste because it was a form of stress release to get me through the next week. That's why we have to be very, very careful that we actually eliminate quadrant three activities, because if you spend too much time in quadrant three, you'll move to quadrant four as a form of release. And it's not really great to have a marriage and family where on the day that you're supposed to be having off and spending time with your family, you are recharging the batteries by doing waste. Not healthy, is it? So I actually think that one of the keys to time management is that you've got to focus on the compass before you wind up the clock. I think you've got to focus in what is our true north before we become more efficient. I think you've got to focus on what is becoming more effective about, then wind up the clock. Because if you do it the wrong way around, you can get really efficient at doing something you're not supposed to be doing. That is insane.
Tony Gattari, Achievers Group.